Federal and state laws relating to conduct. Major federal laws applicable to license holders, canons of professional ethics and conduct, the Consumer Protection Notice, CN1-5, Texas Real Estate License Act, TRELA, and the Deceptive Trade Practices Act and DTPA violations. Federal conduct laws. Federal laws related to license holder conduct. Select the tabs to learn about each federal law and how it affects license holders and their professional practice of real estate. Federal Fair Housing Act. Bullet: The Fair Housing Act covers the sale and rental of most housing. Bullet: No one may take any of the following actions based on race, color, national origin, religion, sex, familial status, or handicap in the sale or rental of housing. Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. Bullet: The Americans with Disabilities Act prohibits discrimination against those with disabilities by denying them the full and equal enjoyment of goods, facilities, accommodations, services, and privileges. Bullet: When readily achievable, the ADA requires the removal of architectural and communication barriers. Bullet: The ADA affects almost all public accommodations. Bullet: ADA exemptions include single-family homes, private clubs, historic buildings, and religious organizations. Truth in Lending Act, TILA. Bullet: TILA protects consumers by providing them with complete information regarding loans and the actual cost of borrowing, including interest and all other charges associated with the loan. Bullet: The law closely regulates the advertising of financial terms. Bullet: In addition, the law requires lenders to provide the borrower with a full disclosure of the loan costs within 3 business days of a loan application. Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA. Bullet: RESPA ensures that consumers throughout the nation are provided with more helpful information about the cost of the mortgage settlement and are protected from unnecessarily high settlement charges caused by certain abusive practices. Bullet: The Act requires MLOs and servicers of residential loans to provide borrowers with timely disclosures of the nature and costs of the real estate settlement process. Bullet: Prohibits abusive practices such as undisclosed referral fees and kickbacks. Bullet: RESPA applies to all federally related mortgage loans. Securities Act of 1933. Bullet: The Securities Act of 1933 prohibits deceit in the sale of securities and provides for the complete and accurate disclosure of all information to potential investors. Bullet: Securities can include real estate investments as there is an expectation of profit. Bullet: The sale or offering of securities must be registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and all material information must be disclosed to shareholders. Unfair competition laws and unfair business practices. Bullet: The Federal Trade Commission's FTC Bureau of Competition is responsible for enforcing federal antitrust and consumer protection laws. Bullet: These laws were created to ensure a free market economy that promotes consumer choice for goods and services, and to keep the cost of those goods and services affordable. Bullet: These laws protect consumers and small businesses from unfair competition and business practices that could create an unfair competitive advantage. Bullet: Some of the most common examples of unfair competition are false advertising, misappropriation or theft of trade secrets, false advertising, and trademark infringement. Bullet: As established by statute, regulation, or judicial decisions, public policy may be considered with all other evidence in determining whether an act or practice is unfair. The Sherman and Clayton Antitrust Acts. Bullet: Section 5 of the FTC Act states that unfair methods of competition in or affecting commerce are unlawful, including any conduct that violates the Sherman Antitrust Act or the Clayton Act. bullet, the Clayton Antitrust Act prohibits actions that could restrict competition, like mergers and predatory pricing. It is a key piece of the nation's legislation to prevent antitrust. Bullet, the Sherman Antitrust Act, prevents any combination in restraint of trade. Commission rates must always be negotiated between the broker and the client. Bullet. Any hint that there is a standard or going rate for commissions in a given market area could be evidence of violation and restraint of trade. Bullet. Any attempt to boycott a discount real estate broker is a violation. Bullet. Attempts to limit competition by allocating markets or customers are also violations. Bullet. Any attempt by a group of brokers or brokerage firms to set the commission rates in their area would be considered illegal price fixing. Texas Free Enterprise and Antitrust Act. Bullet. The Texas Free Enterprise and Antitrust Act prohibits any attempt to fix prices, limit competition by assigning market areas, or boycotting of discount brokers. Bullet. An illegal boycott is an agreement among two or more competitors not to do business with another competitor for the purpose of inducing the other competitor to change its business practices. Bullet, the Texas Attorney General enforces the state law. Violating federal conduct laws. All of these federal and state laws were designed and enacted to protect consumers and their rights. Suppose license holders engage in practices that violate these laws. In that case, they are subject to penalties, including fines, actual damages, and attorney fees, as well as suspension or revocation of membership to trade associations and action by their real estate commission. Canons of Professional Ethics and Conduct. TRELA and TREC rules. All license holders are required to adhere to the provisions of the Texas Real Estate License Act, TRELA, and the rules of the Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC rules. The Act and the rules describe a wide range of lawful and unlawful behavior. The requirement for brokers to do business in an ethical manner requires far more than a strict application of rules and laws. Remember, a business practice may not be ethical, even if it is legal. The Texas Real Estate Commission has included the Canons of Professional Ethics and Conduct, Chapter 531 of TREC Rules, for real estate license holders in the rules of the Commission. TREC's Canons. Select the headings to find out more. Canon 1, Fidelity. A license holder, while acting as an agent for another, is a fiduciary. Special obligations are imposed when such fiduciary relationships are created. They demand, 1. That the primary duty of the license holder is to represent the interests of the client, and the license holder's position, in this respect, should be clear to all parties concerned in a real estate transaction. That, however, the license holder, in performing duties to the client, shall treat other parties to a transaction fairly. 2. That the license holder be faithful and observant to trust placed in the license holder, and be scrupulous and meticulous in performing the license holder's functions. And 3. That the license holder place no personal interest above that of the client. Absent any specific definition in a set of rules or statute, the common definition of the word or term normally applies. Scrupulously is defined as acting in strict regard for what is considered right or proper. Punctiliously exact. Painstaking. Meticulously is defined as marked by extreme or excessive care in the consideration or treatment of details. Careful. Therefore, one can conclude by these definitions that the license holder must perform his or her duties in a way that exhibits a knowledge of what is right and appropriate under the circumstances and with care about details. Canon 2, Integrity. A license holder has a special obligation to exercise integrity in the discharge of the license holder's responsibilities, including employment of prudence and caution, so as to avoid misrepresentation in any way by acts of commission or omission. Canon 3, Competency. It is the obligation of a license holder to be knowledgeable and competent as a real estate brokerage practitioner. The license holder must 1. Be informed on local market issues and conditions affecting real estate in the geographic area where a license holder provides services to a client. 2. Be informed on national, state, and local issues and developments in the real estate industry. 3. Exercise judgment and skill in the performance of brokerage activities. And 4. Be educated in the characteristics involved in the specific type of real estate being brokered for others. Canon 4. Consumer Information. 1. The Commission adopts by reference the Consumer Protection Notice, TREC, number CN 1-5. This document is published and made available by TREC. 2. Each license holder shall provide the notice adopted under subsection A by displaying it in a readily noticeable location in each place of business the broker maintains, and providing a link to it in a readily noticeable place on the homepage of each business website, labeled Texas Real Estate Commission Consumer Protection Notice in at least 10-point font, or TREC Consumer Protection Notice in at least 12-point font. 3. For purposes of this section, business website means a website on the internet that is accessible to the public, contains information about a license holder's real estate brokerage services, and the content of the website is controlled by the license holder. 4. For purposes of providing the link required under subsection B, 2, on a social media platform, the link may be located on the account holder's profile, or a separate page or website through a direct link from the social media platform or account holder's profile. Canon 5, Discriminatory Practices. 1. No license holder shall inquire about, respond to, or facilitate inquiries about, or make a disclosure of an owner, previous or current occupant, potential purchaser, lessor, or potential lessee of real property, which indicates or is intended to indicate any preference, limitation, or discrimination based on the following: bullet race, bullet color, bullet religion, bullet sex, bullet national origin, bullet ancestry, bullet familial status, or bullet disability. 2. For the purpose of this section, disability includes AIDS, HIV-related illnesses, or HIV infection, as defined by the Centers for Disease Control of the United States Public Health Service. Maintaining competence. In determining whether they are maintaining competence, license holders might ask the following: minimum levels of service. TTREC outlines the minimum levels of service real estate brokers and their agents must provide. 1. Put the interests of the client above all others, including the broker's own interests. 2. Inform the client of material information about the property or the transaction received by the broker. 3. Answer the client's questions and present any offer to or counteroffer from the client. 4. Treat all parties to a real estate transaction honestly and fairly. Of note, brokers who sponsor a sales agent, or the broker of an entity, or those authorized to supervise other license holders must be available to offer advice for the agents under the brokerage. The broker should not be an undercover broker. TREC complaints, issues, and proceedings. Select each tab to learn about TREC's policies as it relates to complaints and how they are handled. TREC complaints. A person may file a complaint with TREC against a real estate license holder if the person believes the license holder violated the Texas Real Estate License Act, TRELA. If TREC has jurisdiction over the complaint, it will typically investigate the allegations by interviewing the parties and witnesses and gathering relevant information. After review, TREC's Enforcement Division will notify the license holder if it intends to initiate disciplinary proceedings. After a hearing or other settlement procedure, it will render a decision. If the evidence establishes a violation, TREC may impose a reprimand, suspension of the license, revocation of the license, a fine, probation, or any combination. Complaint priorities. TREC is required to maintain a system to act promptly and efficiently on complaints and must maintain a file on each complaint. TREC gives priority to the investigation of complaints filed by a consumer and an enforcement case resulting from the consumer complaint. TRELA requires that TREC assign priorities and investigate complaints using a risk-based approach based on the bullet degree of potential harm to the consumer, bullet potential for immediate harm to the consumer, bullet overall severity of the allegations and the complaint, bullet number of license holders potentially involved in the complaint, bullet previous complaint history of the license holder, and bullet number of potential violations in the complaint. Refunds to consumers. TREC may order a license holder to pay a refund to a consumer as provided by an agreement resulting from an informal settlement conference or an enforcement order, in addition to imposing an administrative penalty, suspension, revocation, or other sanction. TREC advisory letters. TIEC may close a complaint file when appropriate by issuing an advisory letter to a license holder. This is generally appropriate in more technical matters, when the provision that was violated is new, or when evidentiary or procedural problems exist, such as the unavailability of witnesses. An advisory letter is not formal disciplinary action. Instead, the advisory letter is a notification that there were items revealed in the investigation that do not warrant disciplinary action, but, if not corrected, could lead to further complaints and, ultimately, disciplinary action. Informal proceedings. TREC is also required to adopt procedures governing the informal disposition of contested cases. An informal disposition must provide the complainant and the license holder the opportunity to be heard. The proceeding requires the presence of a public member of TREC for a case involving a consumer complaint and at least two TREC staff members with experience in the regulatory area that is the subject of the proceeding. Temporary suspension. TREC's presiding officer, for a case involving a consumer, is required to appoint a disciplinary panel consisting of three commission members to determine whether a person's license to practice should be suspended temporarily. Suppose the disciplinary panel decides that the license holder constitutes a threat to the public by continuing to practice, or the license holder constitutes a continuing threat to the public welfare. In that case, the panel will temporarily suspend that person's license. State conduct laws. Consumer Protection Notice, CN 1-5. TREC published the following facts and tips regarding the Consumer Protection Notice in its Broker Responsibility 6.1 course. Where is the CN 1-5 required? Real estate brokers and sales agents must provide the Consumer Protection Notice in two locations. 1. Physical offices. 2. Business websites, including social media. Always make sure you are using the most current version of the form. How does the CN 1-5 need to be displayed? Brokers and agents must ensure the Consumer Protection Notice is readily noticeable for anyone who might be coming to the office, visiting a website, or checking out social media pages. It should not require a magnifying glass or several clicks of a website to see it. Methods for displaying the CN 1-5. 1. In the office, the Consumer Protection Notice must be displayed in a readily noticeable location in each place of business the broker maintains. 2. On your business website, the Consumer Protection Notice must be hyperlinked in a readily noticeable location on the homepage of your business website. The text for the link must be either Texas Real Estate Commission Consumer Protection Notice in at least 10-point font, or TREC Consumer Protection Notice in at least 12-point font. 3. In your social media. If you use social media in your real estate business, then it's possible your profile may qualify as a business website. According to TREC Rule Section 531.18, a business website means a website on the internet, including social media, that is accessible to the public, contains information about a license holder's services, and the content is controlled by the license holder. If your social media profile meets this definition, you must also include a link to the Consumer Protection Notice in a readily noticeable location. However, the rule also provides some flexibility for social media platforms and allows the required link to be either within your account holder profile or a separate page or website through a direct link from the social media platform or account holder profile. A copy of the CN 1-5 is shown below. The Consumer Protection Notice is also available for you to download in the course resource drawer. Texas Real Estate License Act, TRELA. The Texas Real Estate License Act, TRELA, was passed in 1939 to protect the public against unscrupulous brokers and sales agents. Since it went into effect, it has been unlawful for anyone to act in the capacity of, engage in the business of, or advertise or hold himself out as engaging in or conducting the business of a real estate broker or a real estate sales agent within this state without first obtaining a real estate license from the Texas Real Estate Commission. It is also unlawful for an individual licensed as a sales agent to engage in the business unless they are associated with a licensed broker. TRELA allows the Commission to issue two types of licenses: a broker license, and a sales agent license. No one may hold both licenses simultaneously. However, a licensed broker may act as a broker and a sales agent. The Commission will only issue an active sales agent license under the sponsorship of a licensed broker. A broker is responsible for all the professional acts of an associated sales agent. A sales agent must receive all compensation through their sponsoring broker. In addition, a sales agent may not split fees with anyone except through the sponsoring broker. A sales agent is not considered licensed and may not engage in the business until their sponsoring broker receives their license. All licensed brokers must maintain a fixed place of business in the state. If a broker has more than one place of business, it is not necessary to have a licensed broker at each location. Suppose a broker wishes to terminate a sales agent's sponsorship. In that case, they must do so in writing and return the license to the Texas Real Estate Commission immediately. A sales agent whose license has been returned to the commission may not engage in the business until they have found a new sponsoring broker. A sales agent license holder who wishes to terminate their association with a broker must notify the broker in writing. It is important to remember that the commission's primary focus is to protect the public. Therefore, the rules and regulations are construed liberally, with a view toward their purpose. The Commission is not concerned with an agent's earnings and does not involve itself in brokerage fee disputes. Remember, federal law dictates that commissions are a matter of negotiation. Price fixing or any attempt to standardize commission amounts violates federal antitrust laws. The Commission also refrains from becoming involved in disputes between brokers and sales agents. Brokers and agents must solve these matters through mediation, arbitration, or the courts. Deceptive trade practices and consumer protection. Deceptive Trade Practices Act, DTPA. The Deceptive Trade Practices Act, DTPA, is a Texas law that was passed in 1973. It allows an aggrieved consumer to sue a seller of goods for damages. The act by the seller of the goods has to be deceptive or unfair for the consumer to sue for monetary damages successfully. To better understand how license holders became a party to the DTPA, the following definitions may help. 1. Goods. Tangible chattels. Real property is tangible when purchased or leased. Under DTPA, the sale of a house is considered a good, 2. Services. Work, labor, service, or repair of goods. Brokerage is a service. 3. Consumers. An individual, corporation, partnership, this state, or agency of this state, who seeks or acquires, by purchase or lease, any goods or services. Producing cause. Any consumer can bring an action against a provider of services when the consumer can prove that the servicer was the producing cause of any of the following. Bullet: use or employment by any person of a false, misleading, or deceptive act or practice that is specifically identified in the act. Bullet: breach of an express or implied warranty. Bullet: any unconscionable action or course of action by any person. Bullet: the use or employment by any person of an act or practice in violation of the Texas Insurance Code. You need proof. Producing cause requires proof that the act or omission was a significant factor in bringing about the injury. Damages. When a real estate license holder is sued, it tends to be due to an action under the DTPA. A lawsuit brought about under DTPA has the potential for treble damages if the trier of fact, whether judge or jury, believes that the agent knowingly or intentionally meant to deceive the consumer. Intentionally means with actual awareness or flagrant disregard of prudent and fair business practices. Knowingly means actual awareness of an action's falsity, deception, or unfairness. If an agent deliberately made a false statement about a property's condition or intentionally did not disclose a known defect, the agent could be liable for 3 times the economic damages under DTPA. The plaintiff can also sue for mental anguish. Defenses. Texas requires that most sellers of residential property provide a seller's disclosure notice to a potential buyer. This law applies to most residential property owners, whether the property is listed with a broker or sold as a for sale by owner, FSBO. When a property is listed, the seller generally prepares a seller's disclosure notice. The 2 most common disclosure forms include one from the Texas Real Estate Commission and another for Realtors are through the Texas Realtors EIR. Most residential agents use the longer and more complete Texas Realtors R form. The purpose of the seller's disclosure notice is to have the owner of the property disclose all facts and defects concerning the property. The form is a good tool to use as a defense in a DTPA lawsuit. The seller, not the seller's agent, must fill out the seller's disclosure notice. Disclosing material defects. It is important to note that the 11 exceptions listed above only apply to completing the seller's disclosure form. All sellers, including those listed above, have an obligation to disclose any known material defects to a buyer. Statutory defenses. Statutory defenses are defenses that arise out of law, statute. Examples include 1. Written information relating to the particular goods or service in question obtained from governmental records if the information was false or inadequate, and the defendant did not know and could not reasonably have known of the falsity or inaccuracy of the information. Example right arrow, agents quote square footage from the county appraisal district records. 2. Written information relating to the particular goods or service in question obtained from another source if the information was false or inaccurate, and the defendant did not know of the falsity or inaccuracy of the information. Example: agents give information to a buyer from the seller's disclosure of condition of property form, or the property owner's association form, or the resale certificate, etc. 3. Written information concerning a test required or prescribed by a government agency, if the information from the test was false or inaccurate, and the defendant did not know of the falsity of the information. Example: the license exam had an incorrect response that was relied upon by the license holder. Reasons TREC could suspend/revoke a license. A court of law cannot suspend or revoke an agent's license under a DTPA violation. Some provisions in the Texas Real Estate License Act work hand-in-hand with DTPA violations. Therefore, TREC could suspend or revoke an agent's license if the license holder is found guilty of 1. Making a material misrepresentation or failing to disclose to a potential purchaser any latent structural defect or any other defect known to the broker or sales agent. 2. Soliciting, selling, or offering for sale real property under a scheme or program that constitutes a lottery or deceptive practice. 3. Pursuing a continued and flagrant course of misrepresentation or making a false promise through agents, sales agents, advertising, or otherwise. 4. Failing to make clear to all parties to a transaction which party they are acting for or receiving compensation from more than one party, except with full knowledge and consent of all parties. 5. Inducing or attempting to induce a party to a contract of sale or lease to break the contract for the purpose of substituting, in lieu thereof, a new contract. 6. Guaranteeing, authorizing, or permitting a person to guarantee that future profits will result from a resale of real property. 7. Acting in the dual capacity of broker and undisclosed principal in a transaction. 8. Accepting, receiving, or charging an undisclosed commission, rebate, or direct profit on expenditures made for a principal. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Best practices in real estate include: Bullet. A license holder should always disclose any defects or information that a prospective buyer would want to know about the property. Bullet use the seller's disclosure notice form from the Texas Realtors, or TREC. Give the seller completed form to the buyer prior to placing an offer to buy. Bullet recommend that an inspection be done on the property. Inspectors in Texas are licensed through the Texas Real Estate Commission. Inspectors must use TREC promulgated forms for residential inspections. Bullet, give the buyer a list of at least 3 inspectors and have the buyer choose the inspector. Have the inspector talk directly to the buyer about the outcome of the property inspection. The agent should not be the middleman interpreter of an inspection report. Bullet, have the buyer re-inspect the property to conclude that repairs were done properly. Bullet, if the buyer is unwilling to have an inspection, have the buyer initial next to a written statement that you, the agent, highly recommend that an inspection be performed on the property, but the buyer declined. Bullet, stay clear of giving your personal opinion on the condition of the property. Bullet, keep copious notes on all aspects of the transaction from the first face-to-face meeting through the closing and funding of the sale. Always build a paper trail. Really bad words in real estate include: Bullet, original, bullet, finest quality, bullet, top grade, bullet, the sellers have to sell, bullet, you automatically get this by buying in this area, bullet, no problem, bullet, this is a small repair, bullet, this is not a big problem, bullet, looks good to me, bullet, I can take care of everything for you, bullet, don't worry. Puffing. All of the above words are common phrases often spoken in conversations between individuals. Any of them can be misinterpreted, resulting in a potential lawsuit under the DTPA. Puffing, or puffery, is not misrepresentation. Puffing is marketing. Puffing uses adjectives and opinions rather than details or facts. For example, the most beautiful landscaping. Exaggerated puffing can lead to misrepresentation. Best water in the world. License holders should try not to overstate a property's positive features to the point that it could lead to a claim of misrepresentation. Specific violations. In 1979, the Texas legislature amended the DTPA to include a laundry list of 24 specific violations. Again, in 1995, the legislature added more amendments to the act, including an additional specific violation to increase the list to 25. The following applies to real estate brokerage services.